Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Lips in a jet black bitch, second in fulfilling dreams, making life complete. Come take a journey with your
DM Hyman Radio Live. That's a throwback for you on this hump day Wednesday. What up, everybody? Thanks for rocking with us. Wednesday, July 31st, tomorrow, August 1st. Man, time is flying. I know they say time speeds up as you get older. Yo, I'm feeling old as hell because time is just like flying past me. That's how I feel anyway. All the way live from Itty Bitty Plant City. I'm wondering if she's feeling the same way. Give it up. Hot chocolate. What up?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. Happy Hump Day Wednesday. Hope everybody is good. And yes, I too feel as though I need 8 more hours in my 24-hour day.
I'm saying. I mean, if I could just get 2, I'll be good. But, I mean, July 1st already? Wow.
Yeah. No, August 1st, boo.
August 1st.
July 31st.
31st. August 1st already? Wow. It's craziness.
Yeah.
That dude, yes. Dave James. Stepping in the booth here shortly out of the DMV. Big up to Madam CeeLo Boston, who is recouping from little surgery she had last week. Blessings and prayers to Madam CeeLo Boston. Children and new relationships, and some people say churn. Those folks in the South say churn.
Yeah.
They're talking about children, people.
No doubt. And
have you ever been in that situation where you've had a new mate that your kids despised?
Yes. It did not start out initially with the dislike or disregard for, and I won't say his name because he is definitely a non-factor, but with that particular man, it took a little bit of interaction personally with my son and this particular man. And I'm not going to try and fabricate or make it seem like my situation was better than any other that we may hear about or, you know, maybe out there. I can honestly say that I was a little apprehensive just because, you know, when you're dating someone who is not the biological parent of your child, there's automatically going to be some sort of underlying feeling just at the onset, depending, of course, on what the relationship is between your child and their parent. In my case, it started out with, you know, this guy trying to make nice with my son, and the only way I can really describe it is trying to, you know, get on his better side, where he didn't really take the time and effort and put it where it needed to be, which was into fostering our relationship. My son saw that almost automatically, where I can honestly say I did not. And when he initially brought it to my attention, I was a little defensive, not going to lie about it, not going to fabricate it, sugarcoat it, anything like that. I was a little defensive only because, you know, the new relationship, you got butterflies and, you know, he's making you feel great about yourself and, you know, he may be doing things, stepping outside of the box that some of your, you know, other attempts at a relationship may not have done. But the biggest thing is that you need to listen to the feedback that other people are giving you. Not necessarily take it all in because all of it is not going to be accurate and you can't live your life based on everyone else, but living your life based on what your children see and hear and will have to encounter and endure while you're in that same said relationship is of the utmost importance.
Now, when you say he was trying to befriend your son, I'm sorry, when you said he was trying to befriend your son, it wasn't for anything crazy, was it?
No, it wasn't for anything crazy, but just it seemed as though he wanted just to make nice with my son when it was time, you know, of course, for situations to get serious or, you know, my son did something that he didn't particularly care for. He wanted to be able to speak up about it, and I don't personally feel that he was in that sort of position in not only my life but in our lives to be able to do that. And I think that might have been where the first wrinkle came in, where I wouldn't allow him to chastise or discipline, you know, my kid. And the one attempt I think that I did try and give him, just because I thought we were at that point where we were going to progress. Now, let me give you a little backstory, people, without telling you too much. I was engaged to the same guy twice, so it wasn't as if it was just like a little fleeting 2 or 3 month relationship. We were together for almost, I want to say, 2.5 years the first time, and almost 1.5 years the second time. Why I did it the second time, I don't know, but that's neither here nor there. The one attempt that I did give him to, you know, see if that was going to work, just it went haywire. He went from, you know, I'm just going to talk to him and, you know, try and reason with him, to where he tried to get physical with my kid. And that was, you know, a mistake I wasn't willing to let go down again. The first time my son was 7, so we were together until he was 9. Broke up for 1.5 years, got back together. So when we were trying to make it work the second time, my son was in his early teen age phase. So, you know, he's trying to find himself as a young man. He and I had been alone, you know, basically our whole lives, as far as, you know, not being with his father. So that's what he was used to, you know, and for someone just to come in and try and take over with the quickness, I think, that this man did, it just didn't work. It just didn't work. And he didn't at the time see it, because my child was not his biological child. And honestly, right, he admitted to me that it took for him, for us to break up, for him to go and have his own relationship, for him to go and have his own children, to know why I felt the way I felt about not letting anyone else discipline my kid.
Right, right, right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you've just tuned in, tonight the discussion surrounds children and new relationships and children. Often, you know, people say children should just be seen. I think children shouldn't just be seen. They should also be heard. To hell with that old cliche, you know, seen but not heard. Children are very intuitive. They're almost psychic. They can tell when something is off with a person. And we have to stop downplaying children just because we're lonely and often feeling freaky. Some say frisky,
yes,
whichever word you want to hold on to tonight. Children should not just be seen. They should also be heard. We'll be back in, and I'll let Hot Chocolate continue, but I also have an experience as a child. You know, I had an experience as a child with a stepfather that I despised. I despised him when he was a boyfriend, and I despised him when he was a stepfather, and I no longer despise him. Lord, you know my heart. That's because he's no longer on earth. We'll be right back. CMI on the Radio Live.
Yeah.
real talk. Hot chocolate CJ. I'm hanging out with you all this hump day Wednesday. Children and new relationships and children. We are back. It's 9:19. As I'm laughing.
Did that fool say that we traded recipes at the Underground Railroad? Is that what he said?
Yeah, they had. Hey man, they had to get through hard times, man. That's the time for the best measures, baby.
As I said,
I ain't say Underground Railroad.
Astrid on the list. Babe James does not get a waffle.
I don't like waffles anyway. I like crepes. I'm a crepe type dude.
Yeah, well, I got your crepe. I sure do. Now back to the subject.
Oh my gosh. Hey, I don't know if you have ever, or if anyone's listening to this show and you have had a crepe from the spot in Ybor at 7th and 18th Street. My office has a back door that is above the crepe restaurant that's right downstairs on 7th and 18th. Crepe lovers, beware. Listen. At this particular spot, anyway, I seen something one day. I said, I'll never eat out of that restaurant. The cook was at the back door smoking a cigarette. He was out there, and he blew his nose. He blew his nose, and a wad of snot went in his hand. Now, the question I asked myself was, did I think he was going to go wash his hands before he went back in there and started fixing more crepes? Myself said no, and I determined I was never going to eat a crepe again out of that restaurant. 7th and 18th, Tampa, Florida.
My God.
Wow, y'all on blast now. That's nasty. I ain't going to understand it. Nasty.
Horrible.
Grimy.
Oh, my gosh. I can just picture the bubble that comes up in the crepe mix, and then you talk about the, okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Talking about a special filling. That's a special filling. You don't need no
special sauce, right? Ugh, that's a glaze.
Yeah, that's my god.
Wow. Well, we know we're not going to eat at.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Children and relationships, new relationships and children. Hot chocolate before the break was talking about her experience as a mother with a new mate and her children. Chuck, you want to continue?
The information that my sons kind of brought to me, like I said, I at first was a little skeptical of it just because of how I thought he felt. I did get a little defensive in the fact that, you know, you don't want mommy to be happy and that type of thing. And then when I really started to pay closer attention and put the information that my son gave to me to use, it really opened up my eyes and showed me what was really, really going on at the time. This particular, can't even call him a man because that's not what he is, this particular person had the gall and audacity to entertain females at my house when I was not home, when I'm out working two jobs trying to keep us afloat because his lazy behind acts like he can't work or could not find work, but you could sit up and entertain all day, calling these females friends, his cousins, quote unquote, and my kid catches him in some real suspicious looking activities. Can't say, you know, that they were really closing the deal, but the deal was on the table, let's say that. And that's really all it took. After that, I was done. And that happened to be the second time, because like I said, I did give him a second chance. But the first time, he had his ducks in a row a little bit better, where he was able to keep all of the details from what he was really doing away from me. But that second go round, everything, all of the bones and skeletons came out of the closet at once.
He must have had that magic stick for that second chance.
I don't know if I call it that. No, not necessarily. He had decent magic stick skills, if we'll call it that, but he had a better gift of gab. And I think at the time and where I was in my life, I left myself susceptible to believing his BS. And, you know, I don't claim to be smarter or wiser than anyone else. I just happen to have been through that experience with him and know that that's something that I would never do in my life again for anyone. And unfortunately, it did take me to have to go through that experience to get to the point where I am now. But you know, you chalk that up to experience and to lesson learned, no doubt.
Part of the game, yeah. Part of the game.
And to never let that happen again, and never, just like Terrence said, don't not listen to what your kids are trying to tell you. They're telling you for a reason, whether the reason is something that they feel or whether it's something that they see. That's just it. You have to pay attention to it. You have to delve into it to see if there's any truth to it. Don't just ignore it. That's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to ignore it. And so for me, I have an issue with parents that downplay what their children are saying, even when children have provided devastating information. You know, how a mother, you know, specifically could shun a child or ignore a child, you know, over the boyfriend. And a lot of times, you know, I understand nobody wants to be lonely, you know. And again, I think it comes down to the magic stick in most instances. You know, you don't want to, you know, walk away from it or you're caught up emotionally. But that whole cliche that children should be heard, you know, seen and not heard, that's garbage. You ought to listen to your children.
That's,
you ought to talk to your children.
For sure.
And you want to always validate your child over a man that you've never, I mean, that you've only been, you know, in a relationship with for a short period of time, you know, just because you like the sex. Children, I believe, are walking measuring sticks. They can help you to understand really what's going on in a situation when you can't see it. They're very, very intuitive, as I stated earlier. I've dated women that had children. I've dated multiple women that had children. I'm not that dude that won't date, you know, just because you have kids. Now, I do have my limit as to how many kids. Because multiple kids with multiple fathers tell me that's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah.
However, comma, I've always been that dude that the kids loved, which I think set a false expectation in many instances for their mother because they immediately thought I was the one. No.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I was the one for that night.
Right. Well, I ain't gonna incriminate myself, but.
But that's the hard part to really measure.
What's the hard part to measure?
Whether you're the one because you get along great with my kids, or whether you're the one for other reasons in conjunction with that.
Well, I think the kids was the one that put it over the top because clearly I've always had a good job. I've always had transportation. I've always taken care of myself. I'm not bad on the eyes. I don't have kids.
Right.
You know, I mean, so
that's,
you know,
the biggest thing right there.
Liking me was like the cherry on top. You know, but at the end of the day, the bottom line still is, pay attention to your children and how they respond. Now, I mentioned a situation that I was in. I had a stepfather that I hated from the gate. I hated.
Why?
And I don't mind using hate from the gate because there was just something about him that I picked up on early in the game. And the one thing I've never played with is my mother. Don't play with my mother because my mother has always demonstrated for me, you got to work hard to get what you want. She's always instilled a certain set of values because she's a woman with standards and values. So she's imparted those things. But you mentioned you know, your the person you were in a relationship with. And so I picked up on some of those same things with this dude. He was lazy. He was lazy. He used to be home before I could get home from school. But he leaves when she leaves in the morning. So I'm like, okay, if you left and went to work, why are you back here before I even get out of school? Something's not right.
Yep.
But again, she never knew that because she came in, you know, after 4 o'clock faithfully every day. But ultimately, he really showed who he really was later in the relationship. We had grown from elementary school to middle school. And I think I probably may have even been in high school or transitioning out of middle school into high school. I came home one day. This dude had packed up my mom's entire house and was taking her stuff. I called the police.
Excuse me? Taking
I
it where?
I called the police. Listen, he was leaving. He was leaving. He was leaving, and he had taken all of her stuff out of the house. And when I say her stuff, not her clothes and things like that, but furniture.
No, her furniture. Appliances,
absolutely. Now, this was years later. Years later, folks, only for my mom to come back and be like, okay, some of this stuff y'all used to say when you all were younger makes sense now. But why did we have to go through this in order for you to get it? But you know what my mom always said, and as we got older, I respected her for it. Her thing was she wanted a man in the life of her boys to show her boys how to be a man. Not even knowing.
I felt the same way,
that
too.
As far as we were concerned, she had already laid that foundation, and we had fathers of our own.
Right.
So a lot of instances, I think women and people in relationships, they have the right intention most of the time, but you can't sacrifice, you know, your life.
One for the other,
off of a good intention.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it.
And that's what happens a lot. It does. And that's probably the biggest reason that females will tell you that, you know, they put up with whatever because they wanted someone there for their children. Like in my instance, my kid's father wasn't there for either of them. Like they have a better relationship, I guess, now since they're grown with him. But growing up, I didn't get no help. So I thought because of the help that I lacked from him in raising them that they needed that from another man, when in actuality, not pseudo parents, but you know, parents that kind of step in different avenues, whether it's uncles or, you know, I had male best friends that were strictly platonic in college that, you know, took them under his wing, and they had positive male influences, and I was trying to make another one for them that was not positive in any way, shape, form, or fashion. So I get that part.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about children and new relationships tonight, this Hump Day Wednesday. The conversation continues after this Team Hymen Radio Live.
I worked and worked till I'm half dead, and I hear people saying she's getting old. And what do I get?
A little reverb.
A daughter! Who cares as much about the beautiful dresses I give her as she cares about me?
Oh. Let's do this for these babies. Mercedes. Truck. Fuck. Houses on acres. Blakey balling on HD. Y'all need to step up your AV. Life changed again, I was already taking off. My flight changed again, flight change wins. It's barely 12 noon and my wife changed again. Baby needs pampers. Daddy need at least 3 weeks in the Hamptons. Please don't judge me. me, you would be with me. Short of life, daddy dearest.
Don't fuck with me, fellas.
Oh.
This ain't my first time at the rodeo.
Oh.
I dream filthy,
my mom's a pop.
Mix me with Jamaican rum and whiskey. What a set off. And I know I'm not perfect, baby. I've been so much trauma, gonna be hard to reverse it with some doctors and some nurses, maybe. Teach me how to treat a lady, open doors on the ladies. This relationship shit is complicated. All I know is we ain't speaking every day, I fucking hate it, and I don't wanna duplicate it. I'm the same with mom and pop, chop each other, motherfuckers crazy, and I got that nigga blood in me. I got his ego in his temple, all that's missing is the drugs, and they high on life. Die from the fall, imagine if I hit the floor, apologies in order, Blue Ivy my daughter, if it was up to me, you would be with me, short of life, daddy dearest.
CM on the live funk radio show. CM on the live, CM on the live, CM on the live funk radio show. Real talk.
Yeah, and we're back, CM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:41 in Rio de Janeiro, and we are here with the man of the hour, Mr. T.M. Hyman, the very mature hot chocolate, and
very.
I am Dave James here, very mature, remember that, and the very,
right.
I think, holding back of the truth. Hot chocolate also.
I'm not holding back nothing of the truth. People, let me tell you, Save James is trying to make me admit to something that I have not done, that I will never do, and I am not going to do it.
Let me get to it. Hold on. Okay, we were talking about the main topic of the night, talking about relationships with kids involved, you know, relationships when someone, the people already have pre-existing kids involved. Okay, that's fine. Now I'm adding my two cents with that. I really haven't partaken in that faction of life throughout my walk. I've had one woman before that I was dealing with that had a child, but she was young. She was, you know, less than a year old, and it wasn't like a real upstanding relationship. You know, it was kind of like, you know, we was feeling each other, you know, bada bing, bada boom. Adult people do adult things, so. And the comment came across, well, the I guess situation came across as, you know, sometimes we got busy with the baby around. You know, now she was asleep, but you know, it sometimes they was in the bed. And I posed a question. I'm like, you know, that's not the first. That was the first time I've done it, but it damn sure wasn't the last time I've got busy with the baby in the bed. Whatever, you know, we're not going to be on top of the bed. You know, they'll be sleep up there on one part of the bed, but you know, we may creep off on the side, you know, get a little bit of side action going right at the foot of the bed, going, you know, and eventually roll off onto the floor. But at the end of the day, I'm getting persecuted over here because somebody on the staff, I'm a kick dog will bark, all right? I'm not throwing names out there.
In my younger, you know, I've done the same. So you're not by yourself, brother.
Okay, so
okay,
so
but I haven't.
So simple subtraction will lead us to believe that somebody on the staff who has not admitted to this act that there's some kind of peril or some kind of you know, misguidance of this situation being done. I mean, it speaks to us. Mature one.
I never said that. What I said was, you do what you do. You cannot make me say that I've done something that I have not done. And why is it so hard to believe? Why?
Because there have been more than one opportunity, I'm pretty sure, with you having a young child. You have grandbabies, right?
You're not thinking about the math, and I tried to tell you that on the other side. People, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, Gigi.
Listen,
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you Hot Chocolate's backstory. Hot Chocolate got pregnant at a young age in high school. In my senior year of high school, entering that, I got pregnant. So I had a small child in all of the early years of, we'll say, quote unquote, my becoming active. High school and college, my first 3 years, I had a child who was like between newborn and 4 years old. So there's no time really in that for me to have that kid in the bed doing things in the bed with the child because, as I mentioned before, I got pregnant doing dirt outside of my house. I didn't get pregnant at home because my mother didn't allow me to keep company at home. So, no, I wouldn't have had nobody in my bed having sex with them while my kid was asleep in the bed because my mama wouldn't let me have nobody in the house. I had to sneak out and do everything I was doing, and I couldn't take my kid with me while I was sneaking. So, again, I did not have sex with my kid in the bed. With the second one. The second one is not my biological child. He shares the same father. So when I got my hands on him, he was already 13. And I didn't have a chance to put him in the same bed with me having sex with anyone. So once again, Save James, I have said no, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
But you would have.
No, I wouldn't. I'd get my behind on the floor and let the kid have the baby before I woke the bed up trying to knock some boots. Now, with that being said, let's move on to something else.
917.
Thank you.
Call us up if you have a problem.
Someone call Save James and tell him that not everybody has sex with their
call
kids in the
up.
Bed. Someone call me and
call
tell me that.
If you ever beat something down with the baby asleep in the bed,
oh,
trying to be quiet,
Lord.
Trying to keep him asleep with the rocking motion, call us up and stand proud with that. There's nothing wrong with it. You're trying to keep the baby.
I never said anything
asleep.
Was
Remember
wrong
that.
With it.
It's a bigger picture involved. There's more to it than just what the whole act is about. You're trying to keep the baby asleep.
Yeah, what, the baby ain't got nothing to do with it.
I'm thinking about everybody else in the situation, not myself.
Hey, you said you was rocking the baby to sleep.
Rocking him to sleep, son.
He's so unselfish.
Thinking about
the child and all of this.
It's not about
yes.
me anymore.
Oh my
it's not gosh. About me anymore.
How... I'm a horrible person not realizing that. My goodness.
See, I'm just trying to help you better your ways in life. That's all. Walk
oh
my walk with me. That's all. Okay.
Okay. Back to the subject at hand. TM, tell me, were you able to verbalize to your mother how you felt about your stepfather before he left this earth?
Oh, absolutely. Verbalized. We had a fist to cuff. We had a fist
Uh-oh.
To cuff. You know, at 16 years old, we got into a fight, and I must have hit this dude so hard in his face that he wasn't expecting it. He cocked back like I was his size. Now, this dude stood 6'2". 6'2",
Ooh.
Probably well over 200 pounds. I'm 5'11 still today. So back then, I was probably 185, if not 175. I can remember this dude cocking back to hit me like a grown man. And I figured I must have got a lick in. But he punched me in the eye, and I got 12 stitches above my eye. From that day
forward. Your mama
forward,
didn't appreciate that.
Well, Mama didn't appreciate it, nor did my daddy when he showed up at the door.
Oh,
and
I know that's
took
right.
And took me out of there, and from that point forward, I went to actually live with my dad. So, yeah, it was a tumultuous relationship. I didn't like him, and I don't think he liked me because he felt like, you know, my mom thought I was a prize, and, you know, it was his duty to show her that I wasn't a prize. You know, and so that was backfiring on him at the end of the day. I saw through him. And so he just didn't want me to pull the rug from under him because of the relationship that me and my mom had. You know, and so I will admit that boys in situations like that have a hard time, you know, letting their moms go to a new dude. And that was absolutely my issue. I had a hard time. But it wasn't just that. I just didn't think he was a good dude, period. And so, you know, our opinions really don't matter when it comes to relationships with our parents. But
right.
I'm saying it should. It should early because when the bottom fall out, you know, you don't have to, you know, be all remorseful and all sad. You know, baby, I should have believed you. Maybe I should have listened to you. And it wasn't that kind of situation where my mom was all sad, you know, reflecting back. You know, she was sad because of her own objective. Her objective was to have a strong man in our lives that we could model after. But I wasn't going to model after that bum. You know, I had five uncles and a grandfather. My grandfather is who I modeled myself after. And so she really couldn't understand that, you know. And so it wasn't until he left, he got sick, and he left this earth. That at the end of the day, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I still feel that way to this day. You get out what you put in this life.
Absolutely.
You get out
Absolutely.
What you put in this life. If you do dirt, that dirt is going to come back on you, but it's going to come back in a bad way. He ultimately got cancer, and he died.
Yep.
And I ain't saying... You know, he got what he deserved. All I'm
right.
saying is, in this life, you will get out what you put in. You can't do people wrong and then expect to live a prosperous life. That's not how it works. That's not law. That's not law. Law is you get out what you put in.
Yeah. Garbage in, garbage out.
Hey, absolutely. And so, again, mothers, even fathers that's raising kids by themselves, you know, trying to, you know, provide that mother, you know, in the lives of their children, because it goes both ways. It's not just mothers looking for dads, but you also got dads looking for mothers. Listen to your children. They aren't just there to be seen like statues and trophies. Listen to them.
And that old adage these days has definitely got to go out the window with as many, and I hate to say it, creeps and, you know, pedophiles on both ends, male and female, that there are out there that are kind of lurking and preying on people. Please listen to your children.
Women are sleeping with your teenage sons and your young sons. They are getting in with your kids.
That's crazy.
Absolutely.
It's real, brother.
That's crazy.
It is real. And
I'm going to put it out there.
Oh, no, it's real, and I'm going to go ahead and put it out there before I put number one by Pharrell and Kanye West on. We got a few more minutes left. If you come for mine, you best believe I got my stuff ready for you, and I'm going to meet you at the door.
World's famous. You're now listening to Skateboard P and the Louis Vuitton Dime.
I'm back.
It's so unfair, so unreasonable. Go.
I must have hurt your feelings.
Come on.
Your temper hit the ceiling. You know I wanna talk to you.
Get him, please.
Oh girl, come on.
Come
on. The main thing is living.
Come on. Come
on. Cause I know this not giving.
Come on.
You know I got lots to do.
Oh, girl, come on.
I know this party pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone.
Oh, girl, come on.
So honey, if you with me,
come on,
know
come
I work for your pretty face.
Yeah.
Smile when I get home,
and when we make love,
you know it's gonna be your man, 'cause you're my number one.
Baby girl, you and me,
smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing if you would see the to me.
Never let.
Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put none above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Go.
Didn't I just tell you?
Go.
That you're my Cinderella.
Get
my dream only fits one side.
Come on.
Oh, girl, come
on. Come on.
You know I'd rather be where you are. You are my shining star. But last night, that just wasn't right.
Oh, girl, come on. Come
I know
on.
This party pretty,
come on,
but
come
you
on.
Know I'll be busy. That's why I can't talk long on the phone. So funny if you with me.
Yeah.
Know
yeah.
I work for your pretty.
Everybody.
Face smile when I get home.
This part
I'm
right
really
here.
Yeah.
Everybody say,
number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the me. Tell me how you love that.
Dash
number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party
it.
Like it's our anniversary. Go.
Number one.
Baby girl, you and me.
Smash it.
That's a hit to me.
Off the charts.
Look how she get to me. She might be
classic.
Nothing to you, but she the to me. Oh. Tell me how you love that. Number one, can't put nothing above that. You deserve a verse from me. We gon' party like it's our anniversary. Yesterday I was half the man you see. Maybe that's because you the other half of me. You my number one hit on the line of the charts. I'm a FedEx, my lover, how you sign for my heart. From my number one eye, keep your dumb fly. It's fresh to death, you like after death. I resurrected my goal, Jesus of Nazareth. Now we fresh as a prince while they jazzy jazz. And you don't be saying when they ask me questions. And you be giving me my space. You don't be running on my face. You know some others I hate. When they violate. Tonight, man, I ain't in the mood for it. Don't matter who wore it, you wore it. Look how you coordinated it. Man, that's my favorite. I love the way that it fits on you.
Real talk, real people, real time. We are TM Hyman Radio Live. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and it is 9:56 p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City. Joining me are the General, TM Hyman, and our man, Save James. We're still missing Madam CeeLo Boston. Hope she gets better soon. We got a few more moments in the show. If you want to holler at us, 917-889-3926. And our topic tonight, kids and relationships, or new relationships that involve children with either, you know, the male or the female, and problems and issues or concerns that you can kind of encounter or that will arise in that. If you missed any part of the show, you can always go back and check out our podcast and get your fill that way. Fellas, what advice do you have to, we'll start with the men first.
What I'll say is, when your child tells you something or you observe something like a different behavior in your child, but ask specific questions. Ask why. Ask why. If they say something, why do you say that, baby? Why do you feel like that, baby? Talk to me. If your child is able to tell you why, that's an issue that you need to address. Ask why, ask probing questions when your children display behavior that's not in sync with what's normal for you.
There you go. Babe, you got any advice?
Yeah, I mean, all I could say is just be open to everything. I really have no prior knowledge of, or I haven't really, you know, I mean, I have a cousin that's going through something like that right now, or whatever, or prior baby fathers and all that stuff like that. But, you know your audience. Know the caliber of woman that you're dealing with. You know, just know the whole situation before you even jump in that pool. Hope you can swim. That's all I can really say.
That's very good advice. Knowing both partners, male and female, ladies, he may look good, he may have money, you know, he may have given the girl that you knew that he dated with the world. That doesn't mean that that's necessarily going to transpire in your same relationship. So know what you're getting into, know what you want, and know what you don't want, both of you. And I think that way, once the children become involved, everybody will have a better understanding of what's expected of them and not expected of them, and make the situation a lot easier to deal with.
Absolutely.
And that's my 2 cents, people. We got about a minute and 4 seconds left. I'm going to let the fellas take us home tonight.
Be safe.
Well, let's take us home.
Okay. Well, I'll just leave this with you guys. There's nothing better to a man than watching a fairly attractive young lady eat an ice cream cone in the summertime. Remember that.
Did you say a fairly attractive young
fairly,
lady?
You can't be ugly. You can't be ugly in an ice cream cone. You got to have some kind of, you know, be soft on the eyes somewhere.
This is true.
Ladies, I have nothing. All I have is we are TM on the
true.
Radio Live. I'm your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is the
true.
Opinionated Save James. He is the neutral TM Hyman. And once again, she is Madam CeeLo Boston. We miss you, baby. Get better. TM Hyman Radio. We'll see y'all Friday.
TM Hyman Live. Radio Show.